From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Several regions outside Java and Bali have passed Omicron peak. Repatriation process underway for migrant workers from Ukraine. Now the news in details. A number of provinces outside of Java and Bali have passed the peak of the Omicron wave, it was said by the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, during an online press conference on Monday. Airlangga informed there has been a downward trend in North Sulawesi, Papua, South Sumatra, South Sulawesi, North Sumatra, East Kalimantan, West Sumatra, Riau Islands, Lampung, and Riau. Meanwhile, an upward trend in Omicron cases has persisted in West Kalimantan and East Nusa Tenggara. We move to the Indonesian migrant workers evacuated from Ukraine are in the process of being repatriated to their respective regions on Monday. It was said by the Indonesian Migrant Worker Protection Agency, or BP2MI's head, Benny Ramdhani, at a virtual press conference on Monday. He also stated they had received the complete dose of vaccination, so they were only quarantined for 5 days. Two Indonesian migrant workers from Ukraine were confirmed to be COVID-19 positive while undergoing quarantine and were required to go through treatment and isolation. Next, we have the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal, and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, who affirmed that the Indonesian government never discusses the postponement of the general elections or the service period extension of president and vice president. Minister Mahfud, in a press statement released online on Monday, explained, President Joko Widodo has ordered himself, the Minister of Home Affairs, and the head of State Intelligence Agency, or BIN, to ensure the 2004 general election runs safely and smoothly. Mahfud also said at a limited cabinet meeting on September 14, 2021, President Jokowi also asked that the interval between the voting day and the inauguration day must be closed, so that the increasing of political tension before the formation of a new cabinet does not take a long time. The minister further said the government has coordinated with the House of Representatives, or DPR, the General Elections Commission, or KPU, and the Election Supervisory Agency, or Bawaslu, to determine the election schedule.
Presiden menekankan lagi kepada
Presiden Jokowi emphasized again to me as the coordinating minister for political, legal, and security affairs, and also to the Minister of Home Affairs to totally prepare all the instruments needed for the simultaneous 2024 general election and regional head elections. Therefore, the president's stance has been clear about the schedule for holding the 2024 general elections. Thus, it is needless to say the outside matters that are not the government's affairs. The House and the KPU in January 2022, through a working meeting, agreed that the voting for the 2024 general elections will be held on February 14, 2024. We end the national news with the Youth and Sports Minister Zainuddin Amali, who has offered words of encouragement to 128 national esports athletes who are currently undergoing training for the 31st Hanoi Southeast Asian Games. The SEA Games will take place from May 12 to the 23rd this year, Minister Zainuddin remarked at Jeep Station Indonesia, Megamendung Sub-District, Bogor District, West Java on Monday. The ministry will continue to support the development of esports in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Daily Chairman of Indonesian Esports Executive Board, or PBESI, Bambang Sunarwibowo said, the PBESI has carried out several coaching programs as well as established an esports academy and the National Training Center. Now we move to the international news. Japan has frozen and the assets of an additional 32 Russian and Belarusian officials and oligarchs following the invasion of Ukraine. It was announced by the Ministry of Finance on Tuesday, as reported by Reuters.com. The newly added sanctions target 20 Russians, including Deputy Chiefs of Staff for President Vladimir Putin's administration, Deputy Chairman of the State Parliament, the head of the Chechen Republic, and executive of companies with close ties to the government, such as Volga Group, Transneft, and Wagner. The ministry said in a statement, payment and capital transactions with those on the list must require government permits from now on. Next, the World Bank said its executive board on Monday approved a $723 million package of loans and grants for Ukraine, providing government budget support as the country battles a Russian invasion. As reported by Reuters.com, the bank in a statement stated the package includes a $350 million loan supplement to a prior World Bank loan, augmented by about $139 million through guarantees from the Netherlands and Sweden. The package also includes $134 million in grants from Britain, Denmark, Latvia, Lithuania, and Iceland. We end the news with tens of thousands of Sydney residents have been told to evacuate their homes as severe storms and flash flooding inundated swaths of Australia's largest city on Tuesday. As reported by BBC.com, according to emergency services, the National Weather Bureau warned of a tough 48 hours ahead for the city, with 60,000 people subject to evacuation orders and warnings across the affected areas. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Indonesian Consulate General San Francisco Opens a Consulary Shop.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner is about Indonesian Consulate General San Francisco opens a consulary shop. Hundreds of Indonesian citizens across Washington State, Oregon, and surroundings visited the Warung Consular or Consulary Shop opened by Indonesian Consulate General San Francisco in Seattle and Salem on March 3rd until 6th, 2022. This program aimed to reach Indonesian citizens living far from Indonesian representative offices or those with limited time. The consular services given included passport, birth certificate, marriage certificate, licensing, visa consultation, and many more. The COVID-19 pandemic did not stop Indonesian citizens from visiting the shop. Some 260 of them came to the Warung Consular, and 273 documents such as passport, certificate, and licensing were processed by the Indonesian Consulate General. This activity was welcomed and appreciated by Indonesian citizens. They were Indonesian professionals, the elderly, teenagers, children, and students who work in some of U.S. big companies. By optimizing enthusiasm and the people's visit, the Indonesian Consulate General disseminated information and consular socialization about new national regulations. They included the latest regulation about both Indonesian and foreign international travelers entering Indonesia and the Indonesian Citizens Care Portal developed by the Foreign Affairs Ministry. The participants are expected to understand those new consulary regulations, and they were given tips in understanding functions and optimizing the self-report, including through the care portal. The Warung Councilor also screened Indonesian film in the launch as prepared by the Consulate General for those who miss Indonesia. The Warung Councilor was in line with the Citizens Office and Protection commitment by the Indonesian government to support, facilitate, and maintain their safety abroad. This activity also became a direct communication medium to the people to obtain the people's updates in the states they visited. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner just ends today's news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today, March 8 is commemorated as International Women's Day. This year's commemoration has the theme Gender Equality Today for a Sustainable Tomorrow. According to the UN Women's website, this year's International Women's Day is an acknowledgement and commemoration for women and girls who are leading the task of climate change adaptations and response, and to honor their leadership and contribution to a sustainable tomorrow. Climate change is accompanied by an increase in natural disasters. Women have the possibility of dealing with the greater threat of disaster. Quoting the official website of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, based on Oxfam study, every time a natural, non-natural, and even social conflict occurs, on the one hand, 60 to 70% of the victims are women, children, and the elderly, including people with disabilities. On the other hand, women have the potential to play a major role in disaster mitigation. BNPB Deputy of Prevention Prasinta Dewi in a webinar on Friday said that this role can be carried out in every stage of disaster mitigation from pre-disasters during emergency response to recovery period. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency specifically includes gender mainstreaming in the disaster mitigation sector through regulation of the head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, No. 13-2014. This regulation can be a tool to improve women's capacity in disaster mitigation. opportunities and access for Indonesian women to get education, socialization, counseling, training, and simulation must be enhanced. Because a woman's instinct to protect her loved ones can be a stronghold for herself and her environment in disaster mitigation. Indonesian women can take the main role as leaders in their environment in every stage of disaster mitigation, starting from their family, environment, and community. Greater opportunities for women in equal access, capabilities, resources, and opportunities will maximize the potential of Indonesian women in disaster mitigation and address the climate change. There is no need to wait any longer to prioritize gender equality to play a role in dealing with climate change. As UN Women put it, without gender equality today, a sustainable and more equal future remains beyond our reach. Happy International Women's Day! I'll begin today in history with March 8, 1965, the House of Representatives building built in Jakarta. On March 8, 1965, the then President of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, issued a decree to build a building for the Conference of the New Emerging Forces, or CONEFO, a collection of Asian, African, and Latin American countries as a rival to the United Nations UN. Development was stopped, but was resumed in November 1966. However, the function of the building changed to the House of Representatives, People's Consultative Assembly. The House of Representatives was completed on February 1, 1983. Moving on to March 8, 1977, when the United Nations declares International Women's Day. March 8 was designated by the United Nations as International Women's Day, referring to the large demonstration of women in Russia on March 8, 1917. Initially, Women's Day on March 8 was only celebrated in socialist and communist countries. But later in 1977, the United Nations declared every 8 March is celebrated as International Women's Day to fight for women's rights and create world peace. The theme for this year's International Women's Day is Break the Bias. I'll end today in history with March 8, 2014, when the Malaysia Airlines plane mysteriously disappeared. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, carrying 12 cabin crew and 227 passengers from 15 countries, mysteriously disappeared on March 8, 2014. The Kuala Lumpur-Beijing route lost contact after an hour of taking off from Kuala Lumpur Airport. Until now, the plane has not been found.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Better in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. Well, sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling right. Is it to be or it is not to be? Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the story we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling right. Is it to be or it is not to be? Love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be better in every way. But then I would go to be in other space. But sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. With a rainbow's moon.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Ambassador to Sri Lanka Dewi Gustina Tobing and the Minister of Mass Media of Sri Lanka Dulas Alaha Puruma met in Colombo, Sri Lanka on Wednesday, March 2, 2022. In the meeting, they agreed to explore the potential for cooperation to further strengthen relations between the two countries. As quoted on the page kemlu.go.id, Ambassador Dewi Gustina Tobing and Minister Dulas Alaha Peruma shared information about the historical ties of Indonesian-Sri Lanka's relation, which had existed since before the 15th century and became stronger after the opening of diplomatic relations on August 6, 1952. Both of them also shared information about the role of the leaders of the two countries in initiating the Asia-Africa Conference, which gave birth to the Non-Aligned Movement. Furthermore, the Indonesian ambassador conveyed various opportunities for cooperation with Sri Lanka that need to be exploited, including in the field of communication and the economy. In the field of mass media and communication, the Sri Lankan minister is interested in studying Indonesian regulation in the field of media and informatics, such as the idea of collaborating between the two ministries through a memorandum of understanding, as well as interest in journalism educational institution in Indonesia to be implemented in Sri Lanka. For economic relations, Ambassador Dewi Tobing emphasized that the two countries have complementary relations in the industrial sector and for other products. She said, Sri Lanka can take advantage of Indonesian products to meet its domestic needs. In addition, the ambassador also mentioned of ongoing efforts to immediately start the Indonesia-Sri Lanka preferential trade agreement negotiation and hope for Minister Dula's support for this plan. According to her, the preferential trade agreement negotiation will pave the way for increased cooperation between Indonesia and Sri Lanka, especially in the economic and trade fields. In this regard, the Sri Lankan minister agreed on the need for encouragement to start the preferential trade agreement negotiation. Furthermore, in particular, Ambassador Dewi Gustina Tobing informed about Indonesia's readiness to host the 144th Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU meeting, scheduled to take place in Nusa Dua, Bali, on March 20-24, 2024. As the host, Indonesia has prepared the best possible service to welcome the arrival of parliamentary delegation from all over the world for this activity, including the preparation of health protocols to suppress the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Meanwhile, Minister Dulas Ala Haperuma stated that he will attend the IPU meeting in Bali with the Speaker of the Sri Lankan Parliament and other parliamentary delegates. He also hopes to meet the Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information during his visit to Indonesia.
Jawa Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, do you know there is an interesting tourism attraction in East Belitung, which you must visit if you are in the province of the Bangka Belitung Islands? Its name is Open Pit Nam Salu Geosite. It is a historical tourist destination for the deepest and largest open pit tin mine in Southeast Asia, which is about 100 meters. The Kelapa Kampit rock formation was formed 300 million years ago. This former mine operated commercially from 1980 to 1993 and has produced 500,000 tons of tin ore with a grade of 2%. This is the largest primary tin ore deposit in a single deposit which has ever been discovered. Heritage-based tourism in the open pit Nam Salu Geosite area is one of the points for the determination of the Belitung National Geopark as a UNESCO Global Geopark at the 211 session of the UNESCO Executive Council in 2021. In addition, this geosite is the only geosite in the form of an archipelago in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, assessed that the open pit Nam Salu geosite could be an alternative tourism in the mid of the G20 event in 2022. This could be a momentum for economic revival and job creation for the Belitung people. Belitung is indeed one of the locations for the site events of the G20 summit in September 2022. The open pit Nam Salu geosite is located in Senyubuk Village, Kelapa Kampit District, East Belitung, approximately 42 kilometers from HAS Hanan Yudin International Airport and about 35 kilometers from Manggar City, the capital of East Belitung Regency. To explore this geosite, you can walk or hike or ride a motorbike for approximately 600 meters accompanied by a local guide. Along the trek to the geosite, tourists can listen to the history of tin mining by local guides, breathe fresh air, and see monkeys and other animals that live there. Arriving at the tourist site, you will immediately see a large hole, in the middle of which there is a beautiful lake and 700-meter underground tunnel below. There are also various recreational and entertainment activities, such as rock climbing, caving, and kayaking. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cerita menang Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is memberi saran, or in English, giving suggestions or advice, musik. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on memberi saran, which means giving suggestions or advice. This conversation takes place between Kevin and his new neighbor Boris. They are the same age. Kevin advises Boris to report himself as a new resident to the head of neighborhood.
Boris, sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada ketua RT.
Lapor?
Iya, lapor sebagai warga baru di sini.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic, memberi saran. Memberi saran, which means giving suggestions. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Sebaiknya. Sebaiknya, which means preferably or should. Lapor. Lapor, which means report. Kepada. Kepada, which means to. Ketua rukun tetangga. Ketua rukun tetangga, which means chairman of the neighborhood association. Sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada ketua RT. Sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada ketua RT, which means you should report to the neighborhood head. Sekarang. Sekarang, which means now. Sebaiknya kamu ke rumah ketua RT sekarang. Sebaiknya kamu ke rumah ketua RT sekarang, which means you better go to the neighborhood head's house now. Baik. Baik, which means okay or alright. Sebaiknya kamu bergaul dengan warga di sini. Sebaiknya kamu bergaul dengan warga di sini, which means you should hang out with the people here. Terima kasih atas saranmu. Terima kasih atas saranmu, which means thanks for your advice. In the conversation, you heard the suggestion sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada ketua RT. Sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada ketua RT, which means you should report to the neighborhood head. In Indonesian, the word sebaiknya, which means should or had better or preferably, placed at the beginning of the sentence, is used when giving suggestions. Example. Sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada ketua RT. Sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada ketua RT, which means you should report to the neighborhood head. To make it more clear, let's listen to another example of an expression in giving suggestions with the word sebaiknya. Sebaiknya, which means should or had better or preferably. Example. Sebaiknya kamu ke rumah ketua RT sekarang. Sebaiknya kamu ke rumah ketua RT sekarang, which means you should go to the head of neighborhood's house now. Baik. Baik, which means okay or alright. Another example. Sebaiknya kamu bergaul dengan warga di sini. Sebaiknya kamu bergaul dengan warga di sini, which means you should hang out with the people here. Terima kasih atas saranmu. Terima kasih atas saranmu, which means thank you for your suggestions or advice. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia on Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to this sample of the conversation one more time.
Boris, sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada ketua RT.
Lapor?
Iya, lapor sebagai warga baru di sini.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language. I'm Nicole Kusumawati. Thank you for listening in. Sampai jumpa.
Hilangan dirimu. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng xue pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Kain Lunggi by Wike Widowati. This song composed by Bulian Mustafa tells about kain lunggi. Kain lunggi is a woven cloth which is used for various kinds of great events for the people of Sambas Regency, West Kalimantan. This song also uses the Malay language of Sambas. Wike Widowati's version of the song Kain Lunggi uses a new musical arrangement, which is different from the original musical arrangement. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Kain Lunggi by Wike Widowati. Enjoy the song!
Kain lunggi
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.